You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Well, the final mini message for this week. In 2021, my prayer is that we emerge well from our lockdown. And in doing so, embody Jesus well. We've looked at wonderful verses like God transforming us into his likeness and about us being God's handiwork. Try to encourage us not to fall into the legalistic, I've got to improve myself mode, but instead encouraged us to know and receive the grace of God. We can't do anything to get God to love us less, and we can't do anything to get God to love us more. He just loves us unconditionally and extravagantly. And he has in his heart for us to be free to flourish. Not to compare ourselves with others or to try and meet others' expectations, but seeking to become the best version of ourselves, the version that God had in mind when he thought us up. I reminded us that it's not just about becoming holier, but becoming you-ier, the best version of you. And that's what emerging well, embodying Jesus well, is all about. Jesus shouted, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." When he said living waters, he was speaking about the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. That was his promise, that we who believe in him would have the Spirit flowing. So in 2021, as we find Jesus in his word and as we open to his Holy Spirit in our lives, we will become his handiwork, transformed into his likeness, and be his body, his representatives, his ambassadors in this world. And as a result, his kingdom of light will drive out darkness. His kingdom of love will conquer hate. His kingdom of truth will win over lies. And the gates of hell will not prevail, because Jesus is building his church. There's a river at the beginning of the Bible, I mentioned that yesterday, and there's a river at the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation. Just listen to this. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street in the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." This scene is a picture of supreme flourishing. For the water flows from the source of life. And when we're in the flow of the Spirit, we become increasingly full of the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So the best indicator that I'm living in the flow of the Spirit is the growth of fruit. I heard a story of a woman who sees a father shopping with a fussy two-year-old in his grocery trolley. "Be patient, Billy," he whispers. "You can handle this, Billy. It's okay, Billy." The woman said to him, "I don't mean to interrupt your shopping, but I just had to tell you how wonderfully loving and patient you are with little Billy." The man looked at her and replied, "Actually, my son's name's Patrick. My name's Billy." Through this year, the Spirit is available to whisper to us. Whisper thoughts of love and joy and peace and patience every moment. In fact, right now, he can whisper into your soul. All we have to do is stop and ask and listen. When I'm in the flow of the Spirit, I'm moved towards a greater love and more joy. And the blessing doesn't just stop with me. Did you notice the phrase, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations? As we embody Jesus well, it is good news for the world. You and I, the leaves, are to flourish for the healing of the nations. That leads us so well into this Sunday, where I want to look at the idea of how we engage well with our community. But let me leave you with this from Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. As we emerge well, and as we embody Jesus well, know this. Your Heavenly Father is for you. He is rooting for you. He's cheering you on. He is your greatest fan. And he's cheering you on to be the best version of you that you can be. That is his heart for you in 2021. So why not come to him now and ask, seek, and knock, and find the door open for you. Lord Jesus, I just ask that as people reflect on this week and us embodying you well, being transformed into your likeness, being your handiwork as we're set free from a legalistic having to do it all ourselves to taking on your yoke that is easy, being filled with your Spirit, seeing you doing a work in our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would come and meet people in this moment. And that each of us would be transformed more and more into your likeness so we can embody you well in our families, our homes, our streets, our town, our nation. And we ask you to help us, dear Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless. See you on Sunday.